football game. I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination football game and grocery store.
Wait, you're at the football game and the grocery store?
Nah, I'm at the combination football game and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between football and the grocery store.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Adventures of Biggles. Biggles and his air police have been sent on a new assignment to Africa, where a savage native outlaw, Zeta Zulu, the Black Elephant, has been terrorizing black and white people alike. Through murder and theft, he is attempting to set himself up as overlord over all Africa. And Biggles' task is to track him down and destroy him. The Flyers set up their headquarters at Kampala, the capital of Uganda, where Biggles engages as guide the native Mishu, one of the few living men who have seen the Black Elephant face to face. During a reconnaissance flight over northern Rhodesia, Ginger and Pat see a white man staggering through the long grass. He is seriously injured, so they put down to investigate. When they find the man, he is barely conscious, but he murmurs the name Black Elephant.
What about the Black Elephant? Tell us about him. This is important.
He's passed out again, Ginger.
He's still breathing. He isn't dead.
He can't last long. Not wounded like that.
Lighter. He's in a shocking state.
I wonder what caused the wounds. I thought he'd been slashed by a knife at first. But a knife wouldn't make those great holes.
Those are spear wounds. He's been chopped about by native assegais.
I suppose the Black Elephant did do it.
There's only one way to find out. I'll give him some more water. That may bring him round again.
Be easy with him, Ginge.
He's coming round. It's all right, old man. We're friends.
Friends. You get him. Get him for me. Black Elephant.
The Black Elephant did this to you?
Yeah. Killed the others. Thought I was dead, too. Left me lying there.
And you managed to come back after they'd gone. Is that it?
Yeah, ma'am. Blacks gave me food. Wouldn't let me stay. Frightened the Black Elephant.
How long ago did the Black Elephant attack you?
Maybe a week, maybe 10 days. Can't remember.
Where did it happen?
Can't remember. Black Elephant, dozens of men, dozens of... Can't remember.
You must remember this. It may be vital. Where did it happen?
Black Elephant.
Where did he attack you? Please try to think.
Gently with him, Ginge.
Yulunga. Yulunga. Morton stopped the first. Big native. Giant.
Who were the others? You better tell me who was in your party.
Black Elephant, the devil.
Quickly, tell me.
It's too late, Ginge. He's gone.
Before I buried him, I took his passport and wallet. There they are, Biggles. They'll help to identify the party.
Joseph Lawrence Kennedy from San Francisco. Sounds as if he was an American tourist on a hunting trip.
Pity someone didn't warn him that the black elephant does the hunting in this country.
He won't for much longer. Ginge, take these papers across to the Airways office. They'll be able to contact Lusaka in northern Rhodesia and find out who was with Kennedy on the trip.
Roger, I'll stay there till the information comes through.
Now, let's see how we can make use of this.
Sizzling sausages, old trout. There's only one belly way.
What's that?
We simply trundle down to Ubanga, find this Seta Zulu bird, and exterminate the blighter. Nothing's ever been more obvious to us Lissies.
These murders took place a week or 10 days ago. By now, Seta Zulu and his gang will be hundreds of miles away. I've been trying to impress this on you all. He strikes, then disappears, to turn up again in a totally different part of Africa.
In other words, the last place we should look for him is where he's been seen recently.
That's it. We can look anywhere in Africa but there.
Well, that makes it frightfully easy, what? We just burble out the kites, have a scout round Africa, and bring in the trout before tea. Simple.
It's far from simple. But it's not as impossible as it seems. Remember my theory that the black elephant will ultimately give himself away through the movement of cattle.
Well, there wouldn't have been cattle involved in this last stunt.
No, Pat. But he may have been moving cattle when the Americans crossed his path. That's enough to make him kill, isn't it, Michu?
Yes, Bwana. Black elephant kill all who come close to him.
All right. The blighter's liable to be anywhere a few hundred miles north, south, east, or west of Ualanga. Well, that doesn't exactly help us, what?
I think he'll be north of it.
What do you base that on, Biggles?
Firstly, he doesn't usually operate below northern Rhodesia. Then, if he's moving cattle, he'll need water. He'll almost certainly follow a chain of rivers, lakes, or waterholes when he's driving them to his hideout.
There are quite a few chains of water in Africa, Biggles.
I know, but there's one particularly good one. Now, look at this wall map. Here's Ualanga, see?
Yes, it's just at the foot of Lake Tanganyika.
Yes, and above that is Lake Kivu. And above that again, Lake Albert. And across to the east, Lake Victoria. The entire lake system covers over 1,000 miles. Now, isn't it likely that anyone moving cattle would take advantage of that?
I say, Albin, that narrows it down somewhat. All we have to do is to scoot up and down those belly lakes till we find him.
Till we find the cattle. Those we may see from the air. The men will stay undercover.
There's still a difficulty, Biggles. We don't know which side of the lakes to look.
We'll cover both, if necessary. But if we had some other clue, some other point of indicating his line of march, it'd help a lot.
Michu help you, Bwana.
Yes, Michu?
Men of my tribe, Bilumbwa, live on Tanganyika side of lake. They tell if Seta Zulu come this way.
Well, I didn't think the tribesmen would talk to white men about him.
Not tell white men. Tell Michu. I listen to talk, watch for tracks.
What's the ground like where your people live, Michu?
Plenty flat plain with grass for cattle. Same like this.
Then we could put a kite down there, Biggles. How about us taking Michu down there right away? We could make it by dark.
All right, Pat. Ginge and Bertie can take him down in the Mosquito. Put in a tent, Bertie, so that you can spend the night there while he's questioning his people.
Oh, the jolly old boy scout egg, what? Well, we'd best get cracking. Otherwise, we'll be putting down in the valley night.
Oh, here's Ginge coming back. Wait till we hear what he's discovered.
We got through, Biggles.
Did they know about Kennedy at Lusaka?
Yes, a party of them went up into the North Country about a month ago. Kennedy, another American, a professional hunter, and some native porters.
And not one of them escaped?
Apparently not, Pat. They haven't been heard of in Lusaka since they left. The local police are sending out a party right away to search for their bodies.
And while they're doing that, we'll search for their murderers. Bertie, you can tell Ginger our plan's on the way. All right, get cracking.
This is the place, Bwana. Close to here, I find my people.
You sure of that, old lobster? The jolly old ground doesn't look the same from up here as it does when you're trundling along on the hoof, you know.
Michu, no. There is lake in front past trees. On that side is road. Ilumbwa tribe live near lake and road.
Well, as thou sayest, so shall it be done, old boot polish. We'll ooze downwards. Keep your eyes open for anthills, rocks and such like, will you, Ginge? I'd hate the dear old kite to land on schnozzle.
Roger.
It looks pretty right anywhere down there, I think.
Yes, my dear old Aunt Ermentrude always warned me to look before I land. She didn't once when she was taking a water jump. Got most frightfully wet, poor old darling.
When we land, Michoud, shall we go with you to the native camp?
No, Buona. White men come to kraal, all black men know about it. Maybe they tell Setatulu.
We can't have that happen, by Jove. We'll toss up the old tent in the sward down there.
Well, shall we be safe in a tent in the open like that?
Safe, Buona?
What about the wild animals?
Oh, wild animals not hurt. Always Michoud lived near wild animals.
Yes, and you've got a few scars to prove it. I'd just as soon keep my youthful complexion, thanks.
Well, there don't seem to be any obstructions, Bertie.
Oh, no, but you might have warned me about the valley bumps. Make me feel as if I got the hiccups. Ah, well, we'll leave the old kite nosing into these trees. Then if a rhinoceros spots it, he'll think it's a daffodil. Right, out you hop trouts. Now you buzz off and confer with Uncle Mopper Popple and Aunt Mippa Pipple, Michoud, and we'll whack up the tent while it's still light.
Michoud find you here in morning, Buona?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be huddled over a whopping big fire just by the kite.
Providing we haven't been trampled to death by elephants during the night, but black or otherwise.
Oh, Bertie. Bertie, wake up.
Oh. Go to sleep, Albine, can't you? Ulysses don't care for idle chatter after midnight.
Bertie, there's a lion outside the tent.
Oh, nonsense. We left a fire deliberately to scare the blighters away, didn't we? They won't burble around while that's burning. Now, can you just go back to sleep?
Sizzling sausages.
Now do you believe me?
But the fire.
The fire's gone out. There is a lion outside the tent and nothing to scare him away.
Both men peer through the tent flap, but in the pitch blackness nothing can be seen. Will the animal attack them? Is Setazulu close by? Don't miss the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles!
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Wings are here.
Oh, from?
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.